Can you tell me a little bit about the Level Island site, what's happening there, the work that is underway this year?
Okay, well, at Level Island, we have a navigational facility. And back in the 60s and 70s, we had folks living out there. And as it was pretty common back in the day, nothing left the island. All of their garbage and trash was just set aside in a dump area. And over the years, everything was put there. We had transformers that leaked dielectric fluid and that they had PCBs in. They just dumped their used motor oil there. And they burned their garbage low-level heat. And we now know that that causes dioxins, which are highly carcinogenic. And so over the years, all those materials got commingled. And we initially thought that there was about 140 cubic yards of a dump to be excavated. And once we got there, it kind of blew up on us. And we're probably just winding down now. It's probably going to be 25 to 2,600 yards total. The initial job was awarded for a little under $600,000. And as of this week, it's exploded to a little over $5 million. And at the end of the day, you know, that debris is going to be excavated and shipped to the lower 48. So we're going to get a clean site. And I think we did a little economic stimulus to the Petersburg area over the last bit of time. The job was initially scheduled to go for 2 weeks. It's going to end up going for about 2 months. And during that time frame, we're, you know, staying in local lodging. We're renting local vehicles, we're consuming local food, going to local restaurants, and we've got your local Reed Brothers construction folks seriously involved out there. So hopefully the federal dollars that are pouring to Petersburg right now will circulate and stay in town for a while.
The lead contractor on the project, though, is that Bryce?
It's Bryce Environmental, yeah. We have them. They do work all over the West Coast and through the Pacific for us. And we're really fortunate to have them on hand. They bring a lot of the science as well as the labor force to the projects. And, you know, they readily went from a really small project to into a really big project. They handled that really well for us. And I think we're all really fortunate to have had them on site.
So with that kind of change in dollar amounts, is the funding already secure? Is it identified where that money comes from, or?
We had funding set aside for a cleanup program, and, you know, whenever you chase contaminated soils, you expect there to be more than you initially would have anticipated. We just didn't think it would, you know, increase from 140 yards to almost 2,600 yards of material. And so we spent a fair amount of the money we had on reserve to chase contamination around the state this summer. But the good news is we can afford it, and we've got enough funding left that we can continue doing our work around the rest of the state.
2,600 cubic yards, I'm trying to picture what that looks like.
Well, think of the contaminated soil gets shipped out one yard increments. So we had, you know, probably 2,500 plus or minus 1 yard super sacks that get loaded up. We can't transport it until we characterize the waste stream. There wasn't a lot of work done in 2020, and so everybody's trying to catch up now. So all of the laboratories in the West Coast are just buried. And so one of the things that has taken a long time has been getting the lab result turnaround. And so once we get enough of the super sacks characterized, we can call in a barge. And in one tide cycle, they typically, last time they loaded out over 400 yards of material. And we've loaded out 3 barges so far, and the material's on the way to treatment storage disposal facilities down in Oregon.
The FAA still has a site out there. It's automated at this point, right? No one living.
It is automated. It's the main navigational aid for Petersburg and Wrangell. It helps to get traffic in and out of Ketchikan. And it's on the critical pathway for all commercial traffic on the Anchorage-Seattle route. Okay. So it's a pretty important piece of navigation equipment for us.
And has the cleanup been going on before this year as well? Were there other stages of the project, or was it?
You know, good question. It was. You know, previously we went out there and we took a lot of samples. We tried to characterize how much contaminated soil was in the ground. But the squirrely thing is the truth is there's not much level about Level Island. But the bedrock is it's undulated. If you remember back to when you were a kid, And there was a ride where you got a burlap sack and you had to climb up stairs, and it was a big slide. And the slide just went, you know, roly-poly down the hill. Well, that's what the bedrock looks like on a level island. And so we ended up chasing little horizontal seams of contamination much farther than we had anticipated.
Is there anything else about this project important to highlight that I haven't asked about?
No. We've identified the contaminants, primarily petroleum, heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins. And, you know, everything is going to be excavated and removed down to allowable levels, which aren't very high. So at the end of the day, Level Island is going to be environmentally much in a much better position than it was.